You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel 5786, 2025. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Noach. We have the story of the flood. People of the world were sinful in the eyes of God. They were selfish. They were licentious. They did all of the great sins that were possible, and Hashem decided to bring a flood upon the world to destroy all of its inhabitants, except, of course, for our great-great-great-grandfather, who we mentioned on Rosh Hashanah. His name is Noach. Noach and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Yofes, and their wives, they go inside of the Teva, they go into the Ark, and they survive this great destruction of the world. And they bring upon the Ark with them, as you all know, two animals of each type, 7 or 14 of each tahor, pure type. And in so doing, they spend a year on the ark, and they're busy with the animals the whole entire time. They're feeding the animals, they're zookeepers. And when we read the story, we have to wonder to ourselves, and the Medrash is going to explain to us the answer to this question, but we need to wonder to ourselves, why? Why was it that Noach is put on this ark and becomes a zookeeper? He was a great tzaddik. When he comes out, he's busy planting things. He's a oivir adoma. He works the ground. But why is he involved in naming the animal? Not naming the animals. That's Adam HaRishon, in taking care of the animals. What is the concept here? And how does it relate, as we'll see in the Medrash, how does it relate to him being saved? Him being remembered. God remembering him. Bidin, the Medrash is going to say. Hashem takes him out of there. Bidin. Usually Hashem uses his judgment in order to bring judgment upon others. Judgment upon people. But Hashem uses his judgment to bring mercy upon Noach. How does he attain that? How does he accomplish that? How does he receive that? So Medrash starts off telling us, bringing us the pasuk. Tev Hashem lakol, v'rachamov al kol maso. Pasuk in Ashrei, we say it every day, multiple times a day. Hashem is good to all, to everything. His compassion is on all of his creations. And we're going to have a discussion here. We're going to talk about the compassion that Hashem has on his creations. We can try to understand, we need to think about and try to understand. Does Hashem care about the animals? Does Hashem care about the whales? I know there are people who care about them. But do we care about them? Are we supposed to care? Are we supposed to have rahmanis, mercy on the animals? Is that something that's a positive thing? I want to read you first a story that's a little bit later in the Medrash. And it would seem to indicate one way. It says like this. Rabbeinu Hava Yosef loy boy reis kamei kenish de bav loy bitziporin. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the didactor of the Mishnah, great tzaddik, Val Masaira, he was the one who gave over the tradition of our Torah from previous generations to us. The foundation of the Gemara, the foundation of Halacha is the Mishnah. He was in a particular Beis Medrash in Tziporin. And he was darshaning. He was learning Torah, teaching Torah. Avar chad egel kadmoy. A calf passed by him. Ozel mis nechasa v'shoi goy kemimra shizvoni. The calf was passing by the place. Maybe it was an outdoor area where he was teaching. Calf passes by on his way to be slaughtered. And the calf rubs up against the Rebbe and he seems to say, save me from being slaughtered. I don't want to die. Rebbe says to the calf, what can I do for you? It's what you were created for. You were created to be slaughtered and eaten. Rebbe said something appropriate, really, to the calf. And, I mean, calves don't understand English, or in this case, don't understand Aramaic. And still, what happens, the Medrash says, to Gemara also, v'choshesh Rebbe's shin of yagimel shana. As a result of Rebbe's insensitivity to the calf, he had a toothache for 13 years. 13 years he was in pain because he wasn't sensitive to the calf. And interestingly, as an aside, the Medrash says in Rabbi Yosi bar Oven, "Kol Eisin Yigim Olshana Shayichoshish Rabbi Yashinav Lahipila Ubara BeEretz Yisrael Nistara Hayoldos." As long as Rabbi had this pain, those 13 years, no woman had a miscarriage, and the women did not have pain in childbirth, because we have a klal, we have a general principle that when the tzaddikim are in pain, they take the pain away from others. The tzaddikim can take upon themselves the pain away from others, such that others do not have to experience pain. It's very interesting. Baser yoimin, or chad sheretz kamei brate uva olamiktala. 13 years pass, he's in pain for 13 years, and another event happens. His daughter, there's some kind of creeping, crawling creature. Maybe it was a rodent, maybe it was a bug. It passed in front of his daughter, and the daughter wanted to kill that particular creature. Amar la brati shavki, d'ksiv rachma v'kol masov. He quoted our verse that we started off with, that God's compassion is upon all of his creations, all of his creatures. And he said to his daughter, don't kill it. He said, don't kill it. As a result of that, the 13 years ended. That was the end of the pain. The pain had come because of his lack of compassion for an animal, lack of sensitivity. And the pain went away when he showed extra sensitivity to an animal. So it sounds like from the Medrash that we're supposed to care about animals. It sounds like we're supposed to have compassion on animals. And a great tzaddik didn't do that, and he was punished. But I'd like to share with you this Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, "Kola oimer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha b'shaskin," I say, which means, if a person in his prayer wants to speak about God's greatness, and he says, you know, God has such great compassion on the mother bird. He instructed us to send away the mother bird. The mother bird shouldn't see us taking away its babies when we want to take them for food. Wow, such compassion Hashem has on his creations. If a person makes that kind of statement in his prayers, we quiet him. It's not an appropriate statement. Why? Before Hashem tried to explain it, they say, look, it's true that it looks that way, that Hashem has compassion on the animals, but Hashem is geyser. Hashem makes a decree upon us. It's not that he really has compassion. Animals are just like robots. You know, they're just like AI. They don't have any sentient, they're not human beings. They don't have any kind of, they may be sensitive, they may, make noises, they may seem emotional, but they're just robots. They're just AI creatures. And so, that's how they explain it. They say that's not what it has to do with. So it sounds like from that Gemara that Hashem doesn't care about the animals. Hashem doesn't care about the feelings of the animals. So we need to try to understand, like, what is the concept here? And especially in the context of Noah, he's feeding all the animals. He spends a year doing it. Hashem clearly wanted that. That's what he did. That was his job. Hashem could have made a miracle where animals are taken care of by themselves. I don't know what. Angels come and feed them. Hashem could have done lots of ways. But he wanted specifically that Noah should feed all the animals. Keep getting stuck on Adam. That Noah should feed all the animals, take care of all of the animals, and we're going to see in the end of the Medrash that it was because of him doing this that Hashem had compassion upon him. So, does Hashem care about the animals or not? That's kind of the question. So let's see another story which kind of starts to head us in the right direction. Rav Tanchuma, Rabbi Abba Bar Abba, Meshem Rabbi Yachal, Lamochar Shnas Batzeres Bo, Vabrias Merachman, Elo Al Elo, Vakodesh Baruch Hu, Mismali Aleim Rachman. We have a general principle from the pasuk that we said, Tov Hashem Lakol B'Racham Oval Kol Masov. God is good to His creations, and says the Medrash, Umei Racham Hu Noisim B'Riyosov. He gives from His mercy to His creations. Racham Oval Kol Masov means He gives from His creations mercy. What does that mean? As we're going to see, it means that, let's say there's a year of famine, a year of troubles. We're going to bring an illustration of this, a story. A year of troubles. And the people have to have rachamim. Some people have more, some people have less. Most people have less. But those who are gifted with more, those who have the wherewithal, they help out those who have less. So when one person has compassion on another person, Hashem has compassion. It draws compassion into the world. The Yitzchak says, "Shekol merachim el habris merachim el alav min hashamayim." There's a general principle. Whoever is merachim el habris, person has compassion on the creations. So then such a person, Hashem, has compassion upon him. Let's see the illustration. One time, in the times of Rabbi Tanchuma, who was the author of Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, so there was a famine. There was no rain. There was no rain. And if there's no rain, so what Klal Yisrael does is we introspect, we look inside of ourselves, we are goyzer tainus, we fast, we pray for rain. So they came to Rabbi Tanchuma and they said, you know, we have to do this. Gizar tanita yom kadmoy, yom beiz, yom gimel, v'loino chas mitra. So Rabbi Tanchuma decreed that indeed there should be a fast. Day one of the fast, no rain. Day two of the fast, no rain. Day three of the fast, no rain. So they were willing to, you know, give up on creature comfort, so to speak, but it didn't help yet. Alu drash line. He came in and he started speaking to them. He started darshaning to them. Amr lahoin b'nei bonai. Yismalu rachem yedu al eva kadosh baruch hu mismalu aleichem rachem. He said the next thing that we need to try is that we need to have rachamim on each other. We need to have compassion one upon the other. Which means to say, you see somebody who needs help, see someone who needs tzedakah, charity is needed, pull out the money, pull out your wallets. And then if you have compassion upon your friends, Hashem will have compassion upon you. Interesting, little twist in the story. Everyone's giving money to other people, the poor people. And what happens is, there's a guy there who is divorced. He has, his ex-wife still lived in the town. And he went over to her and he gave her money. Now, usually, people don't have the best relationships with their ex-spouse. And if indeed, a man is giving money to his ex-wife, so, or at least directly, right? Sometimes there's alimony, or oftentimes there's alimony, but I'm saying, if he's interacting with her directly, giving her money, we find it to be suspicious. Unless he's planning to remarry her, of course. So they came back to Rav Tanchuma and they said, look, it's very nice what you told us to do, but in the midst of giving tzedakah, there's this guy giving money to his ex-wife. It's a sin. We're afraid that there's some kind of incorrect business going on. I'm sorry. Omar Lahem. Ma'arisim. He said, well, did you see him? They said, we saw this person giving money to his ex-wife. Shlach Masreim. I said, Tzibur. He said, bring him to me. Bring him out in front of the community. He says to this man, who is this woman? Like, what's your relationship to her? You're giving her money. Or like, he says, it's my ex-wife. He says, there, why did you give her money? Or like, Rabbi. He said, I saw she was in trouble. And my compassion just was aroused. I didn't do anything wrong. Not interested in remarrying her. I'm not interested in having any kind of inappropriate relationship with her. I just felt bad. I felt bad for her. I felt bad for her. In that moment, Rabbi Tanchuma was inspired. He looks up to heavens and he says, this guy's not married to her anymore. He doesn't have an obligation to feed her. But he felt terrible for her. He had rachamim on her. He had compassion upon her. Atasha, because of you, Hashem, it says about you in Tehillim, Chanun v'rachun, compassionate and kind. V'anu b'nei didecha, we are the children of your dear ones, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Alachas kama v'chama, shu t'smalo l'rachmim. You should certainly have compassion upon us. Miyad yordu g'shamim v'nisrava ha'olam. Immediately the rain fell, and the world was given the rain that it needed. The earth started to produce fruits, etc. An interesting story. This doesn't involve animals, but what it does involve is a deeper level of rachem. When a person cares about others, when a person gets into a state which is hard to get to, it's hard to care about others. Guy walks in to shul and he's collecting money, and a person could think, let him get a job. Let him get a job. Why do I have to give him money from my hard-earned money? A person could say that or think that. But the space of selfishness, the space of even self-sufficiency, That's not what the Torah wants. It's time Hashem called v'rachem aval kol masov. The generation of the flood, they were self-sufficient. And sometimes they were stealing from each other, and some, they were selfish though. There was a huge lack of rachmanis, a huge lack of caring about others. One of the midas of Klal Yisrael is rachmanim, baishanim, goyim lechasadim. It's so beautiful. The three midas are rachmanim, they're merciful, baishanim, they're naturally embarrassed. Goyim lechasadim, we do kindness with each other. That's the midah of Klal Yisrael. The midah of Klal Yisrael is to care one for the other. And when we do that, when we care about each other, when we have that midah inside of ourselves, we squash the midah of selfishness. And we replace it instead with the midah of caring, the character trait of caring about others. That arouses Hashem's mercy. We don't deserve His mercy. We're busy being selfish. And when we're selfish, Hashem, you know, responds in kind. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which I've quoted numerous times. It's a really quite a powerful one. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells the story of Rabbi Bar Chana, a particular rabbi in the times of the Gemara, and he was very sick. He was on his deathbed. And Rav Papa had come to visit him. Famous Rav Papa, who had 10 sons that we mentioned in the Siyum and Maseches. Rav Papa came to visit him and he saw that he was about to go. It seems like he was dead. He seemed like he was dying or dead. And he called out, bring the death shrouds. He's gone. Rabbi Bar Chana has passed. And just then, Rabbi Bar Chana wakes up. And Rav Papa is embarrassed. He just said, bring out the death shrouds. And Rabbi Bar Chana says to him, you know, the truth is that I was supposed to die. And I went up for judgment, and they sentenced me to death. They said it's time to go. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, God Himself says, no, it's not His time to go. Kol ha'mavir midosav mavirin lo kopshav. This is a person, Rabbi Bar Chana was a person who, when people would insult him, they would step on his toes, he wouldn't get upset. He wouldn't hold it against people. He would just let it go. Because he always lets it go, I'm going to let it go. He deserves to die. He's done wrong. His time is up. But I'm letting it go. I'm letting him go back. Because he did not ever allow himself to get upset when other people disrespected him. Even rightfully. Sometimes a person has a right to be upset. And he wouldn't get upset. And though I have a right to be upset, God says, I will not. I will let him go back. Which is very interesting, because the Baruch Hu Beis Dinoi, Hashem and his court, they paskin, they decided min hadin, rightfully, in judgment, because he is kind to others, we will be kind to him. Am Yisrael doesn't deserve rain in the times of Rabbi Tanchuma, but when they change who they are and they become compassionate upon each other. Hashem is compassionate on them. Min adin. It's hard to be zeichem adin. It's hard that the attribute of Hashem's justice should have compassion on you. It's not the natural state of the attribute of justice. But if I am compassionate, I get compassion. That's the story with Rebbe. It's an animal, right? Who cares about the animals? Does Hashem care about the animals? They're just robots. I don't know if Hashem cares about the animals or not, but one thing I do know is that He cares that we should care. That we should have the midah inside of ourselves. We need to activate our compassion. And by the way, if a guy only cares about the whales, but he doesn't care about people, he's missed the boat. If a person has compassion on the animals, but doesn't have compassion on a fellow human being, that's not the point. The point is that we should be compassionate. Should be in a state of compassion for an animal, for a human, for a bug. For a bug. For a rat. Why? Not because the rat is anything more than a robot, but because we need to be compassionate. And when we are compassionate, we draw compassion down from heaven. We bring that midah into the world and it manifests on us. Medrash says later on in this same section, Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Oy lahem l'Rishom Shem Hoychem Midas Rachmim Midas Hadin. Woe unto the wicked. They change Hashem's midah. Hashem has midas. Hashem manifests in the world based on how we behave. Hashem interacts with us. Midah keneged midah. Measure for measure. But a rasha, a wicked person, causes what should have been rachamim. Hashem is ready to act with compassion on the world. But it comes down into the world, and because there are wicked people doing wicked things, the rachamim is transformed into din. It's transformed into judgment. And there are negative consequences because of that. Yeah, we're responsible for each other. We have an impact on each other. Chomak Mishinem Hashem Midas Rachamim. Wherever it says the name Yudkei Vavkei, it indicates Hashem's divine attribute of mercy. Hashem Hashem Kel Rachamim Lechanun. Uksivayar Hashem Ki Rabas Ro'as Ha'adam Ba'aretz. Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, in our Parsha, God saw that there was a lot of evil in the land. What name is it using? Yudkei Vavkei, the name of God's attribute of mercy. But the attribute of mercy sees how much bad there is. And so it changes from being mercy to being din, to being judgment. Hashem says, Yudkei Vavkei, God's attribute of mercy says, I need to destroy them. Their wickedness has transformed my kindness into anger. Ashreyem atzadik mishen hoychim midas hadin midas rachmim. But the righteous people, and this is who we want to be. Righteous individuals have the power to transform Hashem's attribute of din. Hashem is interacting with the world with judgment, but we can change it. It's up to us. It's in our power. Tzadikim change the midas hadin to midas rachmim. They change the judgment into mercy. Chomak Mishnemer, let's look. Chomak Mishnemer, Lekimu, Midas Hadin. Generally speaking, the name of God, Elokim, is the name God, which by the way is similar to the name that the Arabs use for Hashem. Think about that name, it's the same as Elokim. Because they, a very strong, judgmental God. Klal Yisrael has, the Christians have a very, loving God, but Klal Yisrael knows that Hashem interacts with us in both ways. We're in the middle, right? And we recognize that we have an impact on how Hashem interacts with us. But the name Elokim denotes God's judgment. Elokim loy tekalel, ad Elokim yavoy dvar shneim. It represents judgment. Uchsiv ayishma Elokim es nakasom, es kar Elokim es brisoy. It says, I believe this is in regards to the Exodus from Egypt, as the Jewish people were experiencing their difficulties, their yesurim. That's also something that changes Hashem's midas hadin into midas harachamim. When I undergo difficulty, Hashem sees that and his judgment turns into compassion. Hashem saw that, but it says Elokim, and he remembers them. Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel. Pasuk says that God, the God of judgment, remembered Rachel. She was also going through yesurim. She didn't have kids yet. But the judgment was transformed because of her difficulty. And here we get to how Noach, of course, there was a natural yisurin going on there. There was difficulties that Noach was going through. He's involved for 12 months, unendingly, unceasingly, in feeding the animals, taking care of the animals. And that's a yisurin. That's a difficulty. But another aspect is, ma zechira nizker lo shezon upirnes oisom kol yibes chodesh pateva. Hashem remembers the name Yudke, the name Elikim, the God of Judgment remembers and has compassion on Noach. Why? Because he was taking care of the animals the whole 12 months. Now, one pshat in it is, as we just said, had to do with his difficulty. But another pshat of it is that he was able to transform through his mercy, through his kindness, through his generosity. It's in a certain way, it's kind of unnatural for a person to care so much about others, other creatures. And by the way, you think about it, Moshe Rabbeinu is chosen when he's a shepherd caring for the flock, David HaMelech caring for the flock. The Avos were people who shepherded sheep. They learned sensitivity. They learned Rachmanus. They learned to have compassion. Interestingly, they learned it from taking care of animals. Does Hashem care about the animals? I don't know. Does Hashem want us to care about others, to be in a state of caring, a state of rachamim, a state of chesed, of kindness? That's what it comes down to. And the amazing thing is, kol merachim lebris, merachim olav min hashamayim. If you give tzedakah, you care about somebody else. You feel bad for the guy. Push it. The guy gets up there, and instead of hardening my heart, I say, look, the guy needs help. He doesn't have a parnasa. He needs help. I'm going to give him a shekel. Or I'm going to give him more. Kol merachim lebris, merachim olav min hashamayim. Noach was inside of that ark, having compassion on the animals. And because of that, that's how Hashem was able to, as it were, because this is how He set up the world, but that's how Hashem was able to transform His Midas Hadin from one of judgment, His interaction with the world from one of judgment to one of compassion, of mercy. And Hashem remembers Noach and he takes him out of the ark, takes him out of that place of difficulty of Yisurin. And, you know, in thinking about this, we all endure, we all go through our own trials and tribulations in life. And the Medrash is teaching us something powerful here. You want to know how to get out of it? You want to know how to switch the way Hashem is dealing with you? Move into mercy. Move into love. Move into caring. Move into merachim al abrius. Move into tzedakah. Into charity. Care about other people. Take away the focus from your own problems. Just in the pashut, emotional, psychological sense. Take away the focus from your own problems. Focus on others. But in a deeper sense, you get transformed. If I care about you, I'm different. I'm different. And then I'm in a place of spirituality. I'm in a place of godliness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate giver. He doesn't need us. If I become a giver, I am now resonating with the frequency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And He comes into my life. And He gives to me. And He has compassion on me because I'm having compassion on others. And the compassion that I get is Midas Hadin. I get compassion rightfully. I'm judged for compassion. Because Hashem works Midah Keneged Midah. He works measure for measure. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless us. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should be able to incorporate this into ourselves, to start caring about others, start switching out of judgment of others, start switching into love, start switching into compassion. Hashem should help us to ask Him for help, because He's got it all. He's got all the compassion. He's got all of the love. Hashem should help us to be able to access that compassion for others and be zeich and merit to have Hashem show us compassion in our lives as well. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you.
For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes Ari Goldwag.